As we begin what we call a new season in our liturgy, we began the year, the new year, liturgical year with the Advent. Then we have the time of Christmas, which is really short, it's not a long time. And what we call the ordinary time, not because it is less important, it's kind of ordinary. We call that because we're going to meditate on the life of Jesus, his teaching, preaching, miracles, what that has to teach us today, how to be his disciples. Now, when we begin usually at the River Jordan, meeting with John the Baptist, and the encounter of John the Baptist and Jesus. Now, before we celebrate Christmas, when Mary, after the angel Gabriel announced that she was to become the mother of Jesus, the Son of God, the angel told her that Elizabeth, her relative, was also expecting the sixth month already. And Mary went there, and the two women, they met. Elizabeth says, who am I that the mother of my Savior comes to visit me? And of course, there was John the Baptist. We could say that was the first encounter of John the Baptist. Elizabeth was the mother of John the Baptist, and Mary, the mother of Jesus. And then, of course, we don't hear of them anymore, of John the Baptist anymore, only now at the beginning, what we call the beginning of Jesus' ministry. After he lived his years, we say about 30 years in Nazareth, and then he goes, it's time for him to begin preaching, gathering his disciples. Soon we're going to see that he's going to call some men to follow him. And we know that some women also were his disciples. And here we have this encounter. All the Gospels, the four Gospels that we have, they talk about the baptism of Jesus. Well, they talk about first the baptism of John. Why John the Baptist was baptized, was a sign of repentance. People who wanted to change their lives, they would listen to John, his preaching, and then those who wanted to commit themselves to some changes, they would come into the water, and he would, as that external sign, a sign said, I want to be renewed, I want to change my life. That was the sign of the baptism. The Gospel of John, the one we heard today, it was proclaimed today, does not mention when Jesus came into the water. We have in the Gospel to trust the words of John the Baptist. It's interesting. John the Baptist, when he says, Jesus says, there goes, the Lamb of God. He used a few words that came to be understood as he was talking about Jesus. He said, he gives his testimony. And I think we understand that because John probably had some of his followers himself. He had people who had come living, lived in the desert. He lived, didn't have any possessions in his life. He was preaching and people would come and listen to him. So he had some people who would follow him. And here he is giving his testimony saying, I'm not the Messiah that you are waiting, but I'm showing you how to meet him, how to know him. And he points to Jesus. And how he knows? Well, he says, I know because when he came to be baptized, the Holy Spirit came down upon him. And I know that the one whom the Holy Spirit will rest upon, he is the chosen one. It's interesting, the feast of the Holy Spirit in the church is the greatest one is the feast of Pentecost. We all know, are familiar, after Jesus' ascension, when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles and started preaching. Yet the Holy Spirit is present in many other ways. Let's only talk about, the Gospels. First, at Jesus' conception, was through the power of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, that Mary, became Jesus' mother. Now, again, at the baptism, it is through the Spirit. It's like saying, this is, we didn't hear that word. In the other Gospels, we hear, this is my beloved. The word that came, some of each of the four Gospels present in a different ways. Some only Jesus heard, other everyone that was present there could hear it. And here we just hear the words of John the Baptist giving testimony to that. It is showing that the baptism that Jesus later on will teach his disciples and will ask them at the very end of Matthew's Gospel, he'll teach his disciples to go into the whole world of all nations, baptizing them. And he gives the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That comes from Jesus. John the Baptist didn't have that baptism. It was not a sacrament. In Jesus becomes that sacrament. What is a sacrament? That presence, that sign that tells more than what your eyes or our eyes can see, because it brings about God's presence into the world. That's a sacrament. And I believe today we are invited to look. I believe most of us, or many of us, were baptized when we're still children, little ones. And still the majority of the baptisms that we have in the church today are the baptisms of infants that will not by themselves remember. They probably will have a picture. They will have lots of pictures now in Facebook. I don't know what's going to happen 50 years from now if Facebook was still there, but the pictures will be there somewhere in the clouds, somewhere, it goes there. But more than that remembrance, what is imprinted into our lives with the baptism? It is a sign that we know that through the baptism, the same what happened to Jesus, not the Holy Spirit. Of course, we understand God. He did not need to go through all that. But John says, he came to me so that I could present him and people would believe John. And John the Baptist, I could present him to the world. And through Jesus then came to us how to be part of this large family of faith through our baptism. Through the Holy Spirit coming and dwelling in. It's interesting when we have a baptism, a candle is lit for a child or adult. They light a candle. It's a sign of faith. It's a sign of the Spirit also. The Spirit came down over the apostles as tongues of fire. So the Spirit is represented by fire in the sense of purifying. And the candle represents in each one of us that fire that should be burning into our lives. And is it? I believe this time is a time as Jesus began his mission and as he will also invite and call other people, men and women, to follow him in his steps. It is a time to look into our hearts, because through our baptism, we are also called to follow the Lord. In which way? How are we following him? Of course, we profess our faith. We gather and we celebrate the liturgy together. We perhaps, mostly taught your children, grandchildren into the faith. So, we are living that. But we should never forget that we have to answer to find, to have that encounter with the Lord. John the Baptist, that encounter represented this. Now here is the Lamb of God. Here is the Son of God. I give witness because I've seen the Spirit come upon him. Have we had that encounter with the Lord? Have we, can we say, you know, the Pope once was, he was actually talking to priests, but I think this applies for every believer. He was telling that if we are not that close, if we don't really make an effort to be with the Lord, what witness can we give to the world? How can we give testimony to the world of something that we have not experienced our own selves? John the Baptist was pointing out, we are also called to point out Jesus to the world today, because the world is still searching, still looking for meaning to live. Many people are just, you know, without any direction. We might say, well, we know the answer for that search. We know the answer for that thirst that is there in the world today. How are we giving witness to that? How are we showing the world that what we find here is really fulfilling in our lives? Do we go home kind of transformed? Do we go home kind of filled with the zeal and the fire of the Spirit? And do, when we tell, will people be convinced? Not by our words. You know, we might say, I'm not good in words. Okay, it's not the words. It's what comes from within. It's the way we live. That's what will really show the faith that we carry in our hearts. And all of that is gifts. They are gifts from our own back. Our journey of faith, you know, every week we are in this journey of faith. We ask that the Lord will grant us more and more that first spark of beauty, that first spark of faith that brought us into this community, community of believers, so that we may share that. It's so great that we do not want to, you know, only to keep it to ourselves, but we are invited to share, just as John the Baptist did. So may the Lord grant us that gift of sharing our faith, of living our faith, of being happy with our faith, of going home really with a smile, with some joy that is the gift of the very Spirit, into that joy that comes from our hearts. Otherwise, if you go home with that, you know, that long face, or that, you know, people might ask, where are you coming from? I might say, I'm coming from church. People ask, oh, where is it? And you say, do you want to go there? No, not that one. With that face, I'm sorry. That's not where I want to go. If people are looking for happiness in life, they will look for people who are happy. And happiness, the gift of the Spirit, that joy, goes beyond all the struggles that we have in life. We all have those struggles in our lives. But with the faith that is in that spark, that flame that is burning since our baptism, we'll show the world that, as John the Baptist pointed out, the Lamb of God, the Son of God, the Anointed One by the Spirit, He is the one that will give the meaning, the joy, the happiness that we search.